So welcome to another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. This is the July 3rd, 2025 edition, which actually is a flashback, somewhat corrected and slightly trimmed flashback to May 2nd, 1999, more than 25 years before. You can be hearing the Buena Park preacher and homeless activist, in a certain sense, Reverend Wiley Drake, also a raving Republican, who was keeping homeless folks, giving them shelter in his church, but he was being attacked by the city of Buena Park for doing that. We have a long interview with him, and we have another one with Catnip Kate Wells, the attorney for the damned, so to speak. She was representing and being also, she was close colleagues with Jerry Henry, Richard Quigley. I got to know her, I kind of ran into her when she and Richard Quigley were selling t-shirts supporting Sandra Loringer, who was a homeless activist 11 years before that, in 1988, and who had been arrested for serving free food to homeless people, town clock. Then you're going to be hearing throughout some poetry by a Berkeley poet, Julia Vinograd, reading her own stuff. Phil Baer, the Beach Flats activist, who was a strong voice in fighting the destruction of cheap rental housing in the Beach Flats to be replaced by subsidized Mercy Charity-run housing, which housed less people and evicted a considerable number of people who had lived in the three previous apartment buildings that Nueva Vista, also known as the Dolphin Lee Project, displaced. The bombing of Kosovo and of Serbia was in full bloom, and you're going to hear some commentary on that. A story by Richard Becker, Declaration of War Disguised as a Peace Plan, the Rambouillet Agreement. Finally, an interview with Lou Rice, a homeless guy who had been fasting for a couple of weeks at least in protest about conditions at the, what was then called the, well, we called it the Homeless Lack of Services Center. They called it the Homeless Services Center. It's now called Housing Matters, but I like to refer to it as Funding Matters. And that kind of takes up the entire 2.5 to 3 hours of the May 2nd, 1999 show. Some of the music was a little distorted, and I apologize for that. Some of it was too distorted to even play, and I cut it out. Remember to remind you, don't pay attention to the phone numbers because they're no longer existent. Or if they're existent, they probably don't lead to where they should be or where they're advertised as leading to. Well, there's a lot of interesting stuff here. And I will someday, hopefully, try to do some follow-ups, for example, particularly on Catnip Kate Wells, who is now recovering from some heavy medical conditions, but still quite articulate and has a lot of memories that I'm hoping we can tap into. It's Phil Baer. I run into him on the streets occasionally, and he's still an anti-war activist. Can't tell you about the Wiley Drake or Lou Rice. Julia Vinograd is dead. And I'm a little tired after the Huff meeting, this being a Thursday. If you're interested in Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, we're a group of well-intentioned but generally overly taxed. We tax ourselves too much. Folks who would like to see civil rights restored, or let's put it a little more honestly, established for homeless folks that should have been in place years ago. If you got questions, give a call to me at 423-4833. It's a phone number you can use to reach me. If you've got complaints about how police are treating you, how homeless services or so-called homeless services are treating you, you can also use that number, 423-4833. And you can also call 216-8239. It's a Google number which we've set up in order to give people a chance to give brief accounts of police activity that is anti-homeless, merchant discrimination, tenant, I should say landlord abuse, and court falderals that are happening that you think we should know about but might not have read about in the Sentinel. So give a call and keep your eyes on the street. And do go up if you see squad cars lined up and one individual being confronted with a number of police officers. You need to do it, and when you do it, you'll feel better for having done it.